Manager's Log, Wednesday, March the 18th, 2020. I've been reading a couple books. One is Consensus Organizing. That was an interesting book. I've been studying consensus building, and this consensus organizing is very similar. Consensus building is an exercise that takes conflicts among a group of people, a family, a community, and discuss these things and from the different perspectives of all people in that group until they come to a decision or an action that all the people agree to. And what happens, they end up changing their behavior towards one another during that process. Consensus organizing, from what I understand from this one book I read, it gathers people of like understanding who have similar interests and builds upon that bond, builds upon other people that they may know to pull into a wider circle. So what you end up doing is organizing an effort towards one idea or one concept. Still, there may be differences, but that's the topic that is diagnosed, analyzed, monitored, and eventually they come up to with a more solid decision on what to do. Both concepts are nice. In the consensus organizing, the author identifies four wall barriers that will prevent you from attempting to practice consensus organizing. The one is reluctance to see value in all people. 2, you are right, others are wrong. 3, aversion to work a long-term effort. 4, the need to be noticed and get credit. Community building, formally collaborative partnerships among the neighborhood stakeholders to strengthen their internal capacity to solve their problems. Consensus organizing, the self-interest of the community to the self-interest of others to achieve a common goal. Another line is the power of self-responsibility when twined with self-understanding. Self-understanding without self-responsibility runs the risk of self-pity. This is from Getting to Yes with Yourself, the second book I was reading. The power of self-responsibility when twined with self-understanding. Self-understanding without self-responsibility runs a risk of self-pity. Self-responsibility without self-understanding can deteriorate into self-blame. You need both together to get yes with yourself. We are responsible for our words, our actions, and our reactions. It is all too easy to fall into the trap of making ourselves emotional prisoners of others. In the end, each of us must answer the question, who is responsible for meeting my psychological needs? If we answer someone else, we give away our power to them. But if we answer ourselves, we can reclaim the power to change our life and our future. Self-leadership is taking responsibility for meeting your needs. Centered leadership is leading with purpose, clarity, and impact. A human being is part of the whole called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. We experience ourselves, our thoughts, and feelings as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of our consciousness. Albert Einstein. It is hard to get to a mutually accepted solution to a conflict if we have not first accepted the situation as it is. Some liners from two books, Consensus Organizing and Getting to Yes with Yourself. both available at the Kim Yurt Memorial Library. More good reading to you. Thanks for listening.